Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we're going to be learning Parak Ches Mishnah Tes and Parak Ches Mishnah Yud. The final three Mishnayos of Parak Ches in Maseches Erevin are going to discuss the halachos of disposing waste water on Shabbos. And as the Meiri points out, waste water here is referring specifically to water that was used either for personal washing and other such household activities where water was used. And the Chachamim prohibited pouring out waste water in areas that were next to a Rishus Harabim, that were next to a public domain, since the water flows into the public domain and therefore resembles the Malacha of Hotza'ah. This is not a malacha on a mid-araisa level, since the water was not poured out directly into the Rishus HaRabim, but flowed there on its own. But nonetheless, as Rashi points out, it's still resembling this prohibition. And the Mishnah is going to focus on pouring water waste into a koyer. It says the Mishnah, Chata Shehi Pechusa Me'arba Amos, if a courtyard that is next to a public domain is less than 4 amos by 4 amos in area, Ein Shofchin Besocha Mayim B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pour out waste water into it on Shabbos, since the amount of wastewater normally poured out in a day cannot be absorbed by a courtyard of this 4x4 Amman area size, and it's therefore going to flow out into the Rishus HaRabim, into the public area, and the person pouring out the water on Shabbos wants this to happen. The rabbis were therefore concerned that if one were allowed to intentionally cause water to flow into a Rishus HaRabim, he might also pour it directly into the Rishus HaRabim, which would not be allowed. Now the Mishnah is going to now teach us an exception to this halacha. It says the Mishnah, Elim Kin Asula Uka. It is usher to pour wastewater into a courtyard smaller than 4 amos, unless they made a cesspool for it. Machazakes sasayim min hanekev lumata, that can contain 2 saw of water below the overflow hole that empties it into the Rishus HaRabim, since such a cesspool is large enough to hold all of the day's sewage and therefore prevent it from flowing into the Rishus HaRabim. The cesspool may be put there, mi bein mi bechutz, either just outside the courtyard in the Rishus HaRabim, or inside the courtyard would work as well. Says the Mishnah, if it's going to be put outside the court, then it must be covered with some sort of a covering so that it should not have the status of Rishus HaRabim. But obviously, if it's going to be situated inside the courtyard, it certainly doesn't need to be covered, since it's obviously not going to be considered a public domain. Continuing now with Parakhas Mishnah Yod, as we discuss pouring wastewater into a drainage channel that empties into a public domain. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Biv shehu kamar arba amos birshos harabim. If there is a drainage channel, a place where the drainage goes, and it's going to go out of your courtyard area, and here it runs from the edge of a courtyard into the public domain, which is covered by a dome for its first 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim, Shofchim Socha Mayim B'Shabbos, you may pour wastewater into it on Shabbos, because the water is going to exit the courtyard area directly into the covered section of the channel, which is not considered to be a public area. Now, since the section of the channel is 4 amos long, the day's wastewater is going to be absorbed before it has a chance to flow out into the uncovered part of the channel in the public domain. Now the Chacham are going to disagree, and they're going to prohibit pouring out wastewater even when it is likely to be absorbed before entering the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Afilu gag o chatzer me'ama. Even if the channel runs alongside a roof or through a courtyard that is 100 amos long, and obviously that there's enough space with which to absorb the water before it reaches the public domain, lo yishpoch al pi habiv. You're not allowed to pour wastewater directly into the opening of the channel, because when once in a while some water does go out into the public domain, it's going to flow out with some force, since it was poured directly into a channel. Therefore, say the Chachamim, people are going to think that he poured out the water right next to the public domain, intending it for it to flow into the public domain. Therefore, they might permit pouring water directly into the public domain on Shabbos. A little bit of a stretch, but that is nonetheless the opinion of the Chachamim, as the Bartanura points out. That is how we paskin in this regard, that you should not be pouring the water directly into the drainage channel on Shabbos. And certainly this has ramifications in terms of if there's a sewer, if there's something there you want to pour water into, you shouldn't do that according to the Chachamim. Aval shofech legag. However, one may pour the wastewater onto a roof overhanging a drainage channel, v'hamayim yardin lebiv, and the water then can go down to the channel because it will flow out into the public domain without much force, and nobody's going to think that he poured it into the public domain. Now the Mishnah is going to just go back quickly to the previous Mishnah's discussion of pouring out some wastewater in a courtyard that is next door to Shosai Rabim. It says the Mishnah Achotzer v'Achsadra mitzdarfin l'arba amos, a courtyard and a balcony that is next to the court do combine to form an area of 4 amos by 4 amos that can absorb the chusei of wastewater used in a day. You can therefore pour out wastewater in the area on Shabbos because it's going to be absorbed before it can flow out to the public domain. Have a great day.